I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Renee.
And you're listening to
the Working-ish Moms Podcast.
23 coming at you hot.
Coming at you hot, looking
at
hot.
Your girl, coming sounding at you hot. Yeah, oh. So listen, I sound like shit, but as I told Renee 2 seconds ago, I'll still be funny, so.
But you don't watch Friends, right?
No.
No, I mean, there's an episode of Friends where Phoebe gets sick, and she loved being sick because she loved the sound of her voice.
Oh.
So she was like, I only sound like sexy like this when I'm sick, when I sing. So maybe it's like your new,
maybe
be like, Rob.
Yeah, Rob's like, you sound like a guy. Stop.
You never know. So I'm sorry you're sick. I didn't know this about you.
I mean, to know everything. I would give you the heads up, but I knew you'd tell me not to come. So here I am.
No, I was like literally sitting here and you spoke a little bit and I was like, you sick? You were like, no.
No, I'm just really tired.
Well, did we tell the people that your house was sick?
No. Yeah. A lot's happened since we've last spoke, guys.
I know, but what was that like?
That was.
But your kids didn't have this.
No. Well, okay, so. Okay. Last week, so we've gone through Thanksgiving now. We're here. It's a Tuesday, but by the time it airs, it'll be like
January.
Tuesday of February 22nd. Who knows?
They'll love that for us, honestly.
So, hold on. I need to fix us because we're not like perfectly.
Oh, aligned.
Yeah, centered. So, yeah, last week was Thanksgiving, and I like took the Wednesday off before Thanksgiving. I had the Friday off. So I'm like all ready to have half day on Wednesday because the kids have a half day where I don't have to work. Mm-hmm. I don't have the kids. And Sunday night, Otis keeps on saying he has a headache. And he is definitely like when he gets sick or he has an ailment of any sort, he's hungry, he's starving and is going to die. You know, like
a true man.
His knee hurts. It's like his leg needs to be amputated.
Yeah.
So when he tells me he has a headache, it's like, okay, like let's drink some water, you know, go through the things. And then he's going to bed. I give him some Tylenol. I mean, I think it was 2 a.m. he woke up and threw up. And I was like, fuck. Because the next day is Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, okay. So you are sick. Hopefully no one else gets sick. Hopefully it's a one-off. Who knows? You know, you just, like, pray.
You pray that he's the only one.
For food poisoning.
Yeah.
You're just, like, you're teetering full 24 hours where no one else is sick that possibly is food poisoning. And you're just going to go with that until someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Croaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is some liquids are coming out of them.
And I hate throw up.
Yeah, of course.
Do you do better with it or Rob or neither?
Yeah, I would say Rob does horribly.
Okay.
Like when Rob's cleaning up the throw up, like we know, everyone in the house knows about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jesusing coming from whatever room.
And oh my God.
Jesus Christ. And it's like, I get it. It smells. It's disgusting.
You know what? Want to know a trick?
Still stressing me out.
I got a paper towel and put some Dawn on it. Mm-hmm. And I hold it over my nose as I'm wiping with the other one. So if you don't look at it and you don't smell it, you're all right.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Anyway, so I had Otis Sunday, Monday, and then he went back to school on Tuesday, and then Nixon got sick on Tuesday. Picked him up from school, had him Tuesday to Wednesday, and Wednesday's a half day. So it's like by the time by the way, I also get a call from daycare on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Griffin's not himself. I'm like, all right, I'll go scoop him up too.
He's like, of course he's
and
not.
And I'm thinking immediately, like, he has a stomach.
Yeah.
Bug. But he, I think he had more of a viral thing. Who knows?
Like a 24-hour something that kids get.
It could have, like, he's so gross, like, as a toddler that he could have had the stomach bug and his, like, immune system is so, like.
Strong.
Yeah, it's like, oh. This?
No problem.
I'm just going to give you some diarrhea. Here you go. Your mom's used to this.
Like, yeah.
So that's by Wednesday, like, I was so like, I'm not just going to send Otis to school.
No, not if everybody's home and it's
everyone's
a half a
home.
Day.
I'm going to like schlep everyone to the bus and then go home. By the time we get home at freaking 11:30, like already thinking about going to pick him up. He was so pissed off, too, that, like, he was the only one that felt okay.
Yeah, because I'm surprised he wasn't like, I still don't feel good just to get to stay home.
Yeah. No, I was like.
Yeah, you have a cool mom.
Do you want to go to school or not? And he was like, no? Question mark. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want you to go to school.
But especially if, like, it's not just, like, a regular day. It's a half a day. And it was, like, game day. They were, like, it wasn't a school day.
And it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
everyone's in
vacation. I don't want you to get sick again with something else.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you to school, and God forbid you, like, pick up some sort of other.
Yeah. Or he gives it.
Yeah. Or, well, he already had been to school the day before, but.
Oh, right.
So anyway, yeah. And so I had been teetering since, like, Monday, whether or not we're even going to make it, and who, like, in general, and then also to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah, we did. Because by Wednesday afternoon, I was like, if no one is vomiting and everyone feels good, by Thursday, midday, that's 48 hours, we're good.
Yeah, that's the rule of thumb.
I mean, the rule of thumb is really, like, 24 hours.
Especially when you have, like not like that many kids. It's like to try to get them on the same sink, like 48 hours. It's like, are you good?
My cousin was like, on Wednesday night, she's like, just come over. Like, can you just come over? This is like boring without you. And I'm like, are you sure? She comes over. She like takes half the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I'm like, I'm not sick. I'm going to go.
Like, I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm leaving.
And I went there and I was like, I mean, at this point, everyone would have sent their kids to school already today. And her and her husband were like, yeah, duh. I'm like, okay.
Great. Absolutely. We're all on the same page. Thanks. And you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thankfully we had Thanksgiving.
Beauty.
We were able to go. Yeah. How was yours?
It was fine. It was just like, it's just like a stop to get to where I need to be, which is December 1st, you know?
Yeah.
But
Mariah Carey has risen.
Yes.
From the grave.
And you see like those memes where it's like people thawing out and like waiting. And like I sent you a funny meme that was like your obnoxious friend and it was like plugging in all the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
My house, well, not this room. I still don't even like know what I do in this room besides this. But my living room, like my safe space, is like twinkle lights everything, everywhere.
Like, even like her, like stuff that is hanging on the walls is switched out for like her Christmas.
Yes, my Christmas signs.
Yeah. It's so cute though. I love it.
It's like very. It's just my favorite.
And
so
it's very nicely done. It is.
Talk dirty to me. I love. Well, because you know, with Christmas, it's like. You have people that it's like they throw up Christmas and it's red and it's not that red is wrong. It just like depends how you do it, you know, but I feel like you need to have it kind of just sprinkled around where it just looks like calming and peaceful. That's kind of the vibes that I go for just because everything around me is not, you know. So when I sit in the living room, I want that to be calming and peaceful. But we went to Kenny's. We were supposed to go Sunday.
Kenny's is
A
person, but it's also a place.
Do you know who Kenny is?
He's there.
I don't know Kenny.
Kicking.
Yeah, it's like the place to go.
Garden Center.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cute. They do a great job for Christmas. They have all the trees and then they do a whole like Christmas setup.
And we were supposed to go Sunday night, but it rained, so we couldn't go. So we went Monday. But the effect of the place is still like they have hot chocolate in the back. Hot apple cider, all three different sections of cookies, candy canes, like the cutest little area. And then beyond that, the little tables with like the list that you can write out to Santa of what you want, put it in the mailbox. It's just like the cutest thing
to go to.
It's like
an experience. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. But, it was Grant's birthday. Yeah. I forgot about that little bugger. He turned 4. That's what made me think that we couldn't do it any other day, but we ended up doing it Monday and our tree it's perfect. It should be in a magazine. If I do say so myself, they're $1 million. They went up probably $20 from last year, which.
How much was your tree?
How much?
Because I wouldn't know.
What do you think a tree is? If you.
160. Is that cheap or expensive? Expensive?
Yeah. So like we would usually buy it for like $79.
Oh.
This tree was 100. 100 is a lot for a tree.
I just feel like nothing is under three digits at this point in our lives. Like nothing.
You're right. I don't know what I was expecting. And we're walking around and they have like $49, $59 trees, but like they're my height. What are we doing? You know?
3 feet.
Then they have trees that, right. Then they have trees that are like massive that could fit. And you know, the people that have like the tall, those are like 400 beautiful, huge trees, like Carl Clark trees.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was $100. And it's like, whatever. She's beautiful, you
She
know?
is beautiful. She's got a little tush on her. I like the junk in her trunk, but
She is. You don't want to
yeah.
get a skinny one. You
She's
don't
a little
want to get.
juicy.
She
Yeah.
is. I like it.
I love it.
I'll have to post it. But it's time. And I think that's it. Like, aside from just now, it's just like busyness and craziness. And
Are your weekends like getting stacked with like all the things?
my weekends are getting busy, but then it's also this day is pajama day. This day is wear Grinch clothes. This day is crazy hair day for dance. This day is glitz and glitz. And I'm just like, what? So on my calendar, and my kids, Grant is, I would be fine if I forgot. When Hadley shows up to something and it's not what it is, that's,
Meltdown.
yeah. So
Yeah.
I have to be on top of all those things. She had a costume party for Halloween at dance, and I didn't see the
Oh,
notification.
God.
And we showed up, and everybody was in their costumes. And I was like, I just looked around, and I'm like, what's everybody doing? And she's looking around, and she's like, Mommy. And I'm like, you're a ballerina.
We did this on purpose.
So I made sure to like look at the apps, and sure enough, it was pajama day yesterday, and then every day has its own day, and then he has a Christmas party one day to wear a festive shirt, and
For Grant.
yeah, for yeah.
Okay, well, if there's something at school, someone needs to tell
Nope,
me.
just the Christmas
Okay.
concert.
Okay. Yeah.
They have to wear like a special color on top, color on
Mm-hmm.
bottom for the Christmas concert. I don't think she has anything. God. Yeah, so anyone tell me. But aside from that, what's your busyness? Christmas parties?
Yeah, just like festive.
Birthday parties? I don't have any.
No, I have no birthday parties.
That's the life.
Yeah. We have basketball. So within the festivities,
Oh,
we
I
still,
forgot you have
yeah, we'll have
basketball.
games. The
Just
games have like officially started. I'll send you Nixon's
his itinerary.
schedule in case you
You know
want
how
it.
much I love a
Yeah.
schedule.
He's psyched. This is the first game going to this weekend. And yeah, it's just
Well,
like
he has practice Friday, practice Saturday, and then game Sunday.
No. It's either a game or practice on Saturday or Sunday. So now it's just like practice Friday and then
And
a
then a
game
game
on the
either Saturday or
weekend.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's the most wonderful time of the year, and I will stand by it. What I wanted to dive into. Okay, so apologies. Last episode, I was what one would call a psycho with my Christmas thoughts.
I don't remember last episode, so you're fine by me.
Wow, we are not memorable. No, remember when I was like, you don't buy them cookies?
Oh.
Christmas cookies? You loser.
Then you like snapped back into
I was
it.
like, whatever you do, if it's a
Like,
Christmas movie on the
guys,
couch.
yeah, just do your best. You're doing your best. I loved that.
Okay, but that, so I forget what you and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget what you and I were talking about, where it came to like traditions and expectations of them. So I feel like it's separate from what we talked about last time. So it's like there's things that I love to do. We were talking more about the cost of it. But then what it comes down to is like memories and what we find important to do that's either making memories for them or making memories for us, But then it's like, what do they remember? What do we even remember? And how do we rate the level of importance of the memories that we're trying to make? That these all these lines are very like blurred, because I want to do everything, but then I'm like, for what? But I'm some for me, some for them, some things that I love to do. So it's like, how do you know when what you're celebrating is important, or do, is it everything just based on you?
I think there's like three, well, there's like two different things. There's like how you grew up and either wanting to do better or do something similar, right? Like, because there's a lot of instances where I'm like, take this with a grain of salt when I say it. Like, I turned out okay, right?
I mean, more than.
It's like,
look at her.
I know people are laughing right now. But like, I think I'm like pretty well-rounded, you know, and like my parents did a lot of things right, but also like there are things that I would like to do differently.
But do you remember?
Some things, I mean, not everything. So I think what kind of like sparked this was, and I don't even know, oh, we were just talking about like the kids and
I think I brought up like the golden birthday. I forgot about it.
Oh, right. Do we do this?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't even know about it until like my friend was like, oh, it's like my so-and-so's like golden birthday. And I'm like, oh my God, what's that? And then she told me and I was like, oh, I missed that. And I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, what do we do? I can't remember everything, or like what's important to them. Is that going to be important to my kids? Or I guess, is it just like what we push down their throat?
I mean, you don't want to miss anything that they have on their radar, I think, is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So like my whole thing for the kids, like infant and toddler life, is like, I mean, all they're going to see is pictures. And honestly, I don't print a lot. So like,
but
who knows if they actually
will. Do you have
pictures
of when you were little?
Some.
I have like, I've seen the same like five pictures of myself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's like, I've seen pictures, but I'm like, do you have any others? I've already seen these like 17 times. Mm-hmm. So I know it was like a different time then, obviously, but I don't know. I just struggle with like, what do we make important, or what do we do that they're really going to care about versus what I think they're going to care about? It's just,
yeah, I don't even think that it's even worth dwelling on. I think it's more of like trying to make things work with our lives and their lives right now, because what you think will be like the best for them, the best day, the best experience, so much fun, so hysterical or joyful, they could leave crying. You know, you could leave crying. You could just have the worst time. Like, it could be so hard for them. Too much stimulation, too much this, not enough that. Like, I just think that it's, like, remember the other day I was like, do you lay down at the end of the day and you, like, just know that you did your best? And you're like,
no.
Well, I know I can do better. And it's like, no, you know that you can do different another day and time, because things went left at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like,
I've tried.
I tried, and then tomorrow I'm going to try even better and harder and different.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's how I want to show up and be there and like have them experience things, is like just, I don't know, trying to do things but not drive myself crazy where I don't enjoy it.
Yes.
And then try to pack their days so much that they don't even know what a great moment is, because they have so many of them where it's like quality and not quantity.
But at the end of the day, do you ever think, did they have enough of those moments? Do they have those moments? Like, yeah.
No, because I know that they do.
Sometimes I don't know if I always like feel that though. Like, I feel like there's so much commotion, or so much like, or maybe they don't hear it like I hear it. A lot of like, stop that, don't do that, stop fighting. You know, I feel like so much of that is thrown into what we're doing that I'm just like, is this even fun for anybody? I sound annoying, but maybe at their age, they just like don't think about it.
I mean, it's not fun for anyone.
No, like, it's really not.
Those moments are not fun for anyone. Like, we're stressed. They're on edge.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to like push our buttons. But when we're talking about like giving them
like real moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that we definitely do. Like,
I just wish I could like see it through like their eyes for a little bit just to see what they see. Terrifying to think about, but I just would like to see what they see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it also just creates more like the expectations that we talk about, you know, of just like, are we creating enough magic? Are we doing enough? Did we celebrate this? Did we celebrate that? Did we go here? Did we go there? And then I started thinking about like the pictures and when we were little, how we didn't see any. And the other thing that I really, really struggle with is taking pictures, because I struggle with feeling like I need to take them to remember and to get the whatever I see like on my in my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this. But then it's like, am I in the moment enough? Because I don't also don't want my kids to see this all the time, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm not doing it selfishly. I'm just like, I gotta remember this time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times I look at the pictures, I'm like, oh my God, I remember this. And I'm doing that with everybody, my friends, like not just my kids, but sometimes I struggle with like, okay, when do you put the camera down and when do you take it in? And then if I put the camera down and I'm taking it in, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not taking a picture of this. And I'm like actually thinking of that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's been a really tough balance too. Do you, but you're not, well, you don't print them, but I know you take them, but do you struggle with like choosing between in the moment and pictures, or do you always pick in the moment?
I hardly ever know where my phone is. Like,
what?
On a good day. Like, right now, I know it's always going to say in my pocket, but it's right there.
What?
I'm, like, not great with my phone.
But when you're at an event?
Oh, yeah. Like, I also feel like
Thanksgiving?
I have a different relationship with my phone because I use it for work.
Yeah, you're right.
So, when I'm, like, I have to, I'm behind my phone all the time for, like, I don't know, getting all of these moments for work,
mm-hmm.
that when I'm home, I'm like, oh, it's like having your laptop out.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't want it near me.
Yeah.
My phone's like always on vibrate. It's hardly ever on ring. So like when I post, it's either like all or nothing. Do you ever notice that? It's
no.
Like 8 stories in like one day. And then I will skip like 2 weeks without like posting something.
No, I didn't know that. But when you're not posting, are you taking, are you recording them? Are you taking, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have an okay balance of it.
Okay.
Like, but like, I just, yeah, I don't like feel that way. I don't think I think about it like that. Like, oh, like I don't want to, like, I'm
miss
just
it.
Like, yeah, I'm like, Griffin's still wicked little. So I feel like I just feel overwhelmed a lot of the time where I'm not.
Not thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm just like.
You're like, get over here. Don't run
yeah,
in the street.
Yeah.
We're recording.
Hi. Okay, you can be in it. Come on. Kyle, say hi to everyone.
That is true too.
Yeah, like the kids are just like literally jumping all over my body at all times. So, but like I also am like, your face is so cute. Like, I do think about that sometimes. I'm like, I just like, tomorrow you're going to be older.
Yeah.
Especially with the littlest one. I'm like.
Like your last baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, that's a tougher balance for me. Because I, for some reason, I feel like I'm documenting their life. And if I miss it.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It never happened.
Genuinely,
yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not that intense, but like they'll do something and I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, why? so I can remember that they did that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Technology is like, I feel like it has such a bad rap because people do tend to like, I mean, there's like statistics about like how bad it is for you and how much time people are actually like spending on their phones.
Agreed.
But like, I do think it's a beautiful thing too. Like,
if
it's
used,
something that, if used like properly and in a way that like you can kind of go back and, I mean, you really can like document your life for yourself.
Like
and
time hop.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
No, I don't. But I have like the memories that come up on my phone and I love it. And then I'll like send them to like whoever's like in the memories all the time.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I don't do that, this is not my time.
It off. Never happened.
Yeah. Which is like sad to me. But I also feel like, not to talk shit, but I feel like when we're all out, you already know what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
When we're all out together, whether it's like at the beach or at this, I'm taking, like, he's walking with Grant and he's like holding his picture.
Yeah.
He's looking at Grant, had like his face one time, picture. I am always snapping and have the most beautiful, like, candid pictures of them and regular pictures of them. Not once has he ever been like, Renee, smile.
Or like sent you a random photo that like he took of you.
Right.
For the
that's
kids.
Not like,
yeah.
You know, or like where I look like complete death, where it's just like, the reason why I do it is I'm the one making the moments.
Right.
So it's like we're going to the Christmas tree farm. He doesn't have to take out his phone because he knows I'm doing it.
And like his time is like such a snippet of the overall time that you're probably like, drrr,
yeah.
That you just want to like capture it and it like
and
emphasizes.
I don't, right. And I'm not doing it for like everything where I'm like recording them doing everything, but little things where, you know, they were putting the letters in the mailbox or if he's doing something with Grant, like holding them up to the Christmas tree. I'll do it. There have been times where I've like caught myself, me and Grant having like wicked cute moments or Hadley doing something with me. And I look over at him and he's like, it's like, would it kill you to take your phone out? If you did it more, I could do it less because the things that I'm capturing, I don't want to miss for me. If you don't want to be in the picture, then be behind the camera, you know? Is that like, should I, is that a fortune cookie? Is that not true?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of
why'd you laugh at me?
Because like you just want a personal photographer walking around taking your photo.
I would settle for one photo. I would settle for me not having to ask.
I know.
And no, I would like to put my phone away if you took your phone out just once.
You know, that's why I love having Caitlin with me doing everything because
that's what I need.
She literally takes the most beautiful photos of everyone though.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes I'll just be on the couch with Griffin. She'll just be chatting with me, whatever. And I'll have him like, God forbid, I don't give this kid my full attention.
Yeah.
So like he'll grab my face and like, I'll give him a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like other girls just know. You
absolutely.
Know?
Like even there's in it's the like summertime when you were in the pool with the kids, I snapped a few.
Yeah. I love those pictures.
There's
it's like women intuition.
It's because we know that nobody else is doing it.
Yeah.
So again, when I go to places and I do all these things, I always have my phone out because he's strolling around without a care in the world because he knows I'm capturing his entire family. How lucky is he?
So, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just, I'm also an overthinker. So it's too many thoughts. Are they having enough fun? Am I doing enough traditions? Is the phone in their face? Did I get a good picture? Will I remember this moment? And I get home and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
pass out.
I'm comatose because I can't keep thinking of all these things.
I know.
And I'm just like, if he just thought a little more, I could think a little less.
No, I think it doesn't even matter. Like I was saying this to Rob yesterday.
Were you having this conversation?
No, but like, it doesn't matter what the topic is. Like if you get a little more of like what you're needing more of. So like a little bit more home time, a little bit less work time, a little bit more, social time, a little less mom time.
Mm-hmm.
Like something always gives. And it's always going to be more for something else. Okay, now you have that. So
now
then
you
your
want.
attention goes to something else. Guys, so I was off. I mean, I worked from home till Wednesday.
Yeah.
But all I say to Rob all the time, like, I can't wait for my one work from home day.
Yeah.
And like, I keep on missing it because there keeps on being something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like living for that one work from home day. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you get that one work from home day and you want two work from home days. And then you have two work from home days and you're like, I just wish one day during the week I didn't have to work. And then all of a sudden you're a part timer. And you're like, it's just like.
So you think nothing's ever good
for
enough?
Me, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, can I get my mind in the right place where, like, we're just like coasting? We're feeling
no,
good.
No, and
we're
do you want to know
good.
Why? Because things can always be better. It's true. Do you know, like, how people are like, oh, it could always be worse? It could be better too.
That's so true.
You know? So it's like, I'm not going to feel like a shitty person for that. Like, it could be better. You could get to work from home every day. You could get to work from home every day and then have every other Friday off. Like, there's always going to be a better schedule or a better work-life balance, or there's always something better, and we know that. So when we get a taste of it, we're like, oh, imagine if it was this. Imagine if it was this. And that's why it's like expectation is just the root of all evil.
And that's where I think I went when you started with the golden birthday was like, I don't know
there's
why it was
things.
Like there. Well, it was just like the way I was brought up, and like I was brought up in a wonderful home and we had everything, but we weren't spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
We also like paid for in a sense because my dad traveled a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So like he was never home. Honestly, I think it was for the best for everyone.
Don't say that about Wild Mark.
Oh my God. No, like it just, you know, it was what it was. And my mom did a great job, like holding it down. We like mm-hmm. didn't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, missed him. But when he came home, he was like a whirlwind, like in the best way. Like mm-hmm. he'd scoop us all up. He'd do all the fun things. Like he was the fun dad. Mm-hmm. That like we could go swimming at night at 8 o'clock,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like whatever.
He was like finally
go,
home and his patience was so high.
It was so high.
Yeah.
And my mom, like she wasn't a social butterfly. So like she truly did love being home.
Mm-hmm.
And
but she was also home doing all the hard stuff with three kids every day.
But she also didn't work.
Yeah.
So like there was like, you know, I'm sure she was driven nuts and I'm sure the grass was always greener.
Always,
like,
yeah.
For every single situation, she was one of her few friends that, like, her husband was never there. So, like, mm-hmm. when the girls could go out, you know, I don't know if she was able to go. And
like me.
When couples did go out, I don't know if, like, they were able
to
go.
Together, yeah.
But, again, my mom was a wicked homebody. So, like, I don't know if she really cared.
Yeah, she probably didn't mind.
Yeah, like. So, and also, like, it was a different day and age.
Very.
And, like, you didn't have, like, girls' nights where there was, like, girls' dinners. And, like,
yeah,
it was, like, that would have been selfish. And you're, like, spending family's money. And,
yeah.
You just, like, I don't know. It was, like.
Just a different time.
Yeah. So, anyway, like, my expectations, like, I think about my childhood. And it's not like I try to give my, like, I don't try to copy and paste. Like, I want to do my own thing. Like, I want to do it, not better, but, like, in my way that I think is good for my family and my kids.
Yeah.
There's three boys, like, you know, there's different, like, wants and needs now than there were before.
Yeah, and you're working. There's a different hustle and bustle. The economy is different. Life is different.
So expensive now.
Yeah.
I think that, like, even just starting out, though, I remember being devastated. Like, I literally said to my parents, like, I'm never going to be able to give my kids what I had when I was growing up. And honestly, it was probably the biggest compliment I ever gave my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, what do you mean? Like, in what way?
Yeah, like, tell us more.
Yeah. Like,
told you. Do you tell Kelsey?
Told you we were good parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, we went on vacations, like, multiple every
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
We had everything that we absolutely needed, never mind wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Or wanted, never mind needed. And we, like, had this enormous house with a pool and like all the things. Mm-hmm. Our house was the house that like my friends wanted to go to.
Yeah.
My mom cooked every meal. Like mm-hmm. she like was great. She mm-hmm. like we could play. She could do her own thing.
Yeah.
And she like loved having kids. That's the dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it just was great. I honestly had
What about that do you feel like your kids don't have?
So like, but starting out, think of like all of a sudden you have a kid and you're like, how am I going to get there? Yeah, it is a different world. It is a different economy. Like, I mean, I was pregnant when I got married, not realizing I was pregnant, but like, you know, fast forward 8 months later, mm-hmm. I have a baby. We just got married. We just paid for, you know, more than we've ever paid for a wedding and mm-hmm. a house and all of this stuff. So, and then my mom worked from home. Like she was with us all the time. Like in my mind, that was like goals, like what we had. Mm-hmm. I wanted all of that. And then I was like, I'm going to have to fucking work the rest of my life. Like that's just the world
that it is.
We live in. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be what it is. And I just never pictured that. But then I went on maternity leave for Nixon.
I was just going to say, but then when you lived that life, you were like, this isn't for me.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, great, extra money because I know that I like mentally need to work.
Yep.
But it's just never enough. Like, no, that's how I feel. Like, it's just like,
better.
You know, you have a full-time job, which solves a lot of problems and helps you live a certain way. And then it's like, okay, now where else are we going to go? What else are we going to do? Like, mm-hmm. how else are we going to make things work and mm-hmm. like do the next thing and what's the next goal? And but mm-hmm. like my parents had that and I have to remember that.
Yeah.
Like, but not I to feel get like, too deep.
But I feel like you have a really good grasp of what your childhood was like and like what you want your kids' childhood to be like, which is the point of everything to just that was like my point in general, just to know what you want to give your kids, what you want them to remember, what you want them to get out of their childhood. But sometimes it's such a deep thought. And you say this all the time. You're always like, we're giving them trauma. We don't know what kind, but we're giving them something. And I dread the day that I find out, you know, what that is. So I try so hard to not give it, but I know that it's going to be something that I'm doing wrong.
But I also say, and my friend Tiffany told me this, and she's a nurse, so she must know everything.
Who the hell is Tiffany?
Well, you'll meet her one day.
I've never heard of this. Oh,
the best, biggest personality.
Oh, okay, Tiffany, where are you?
I'm talking about her right now. I know. But she said, you know how I know you're a good mom? No, I know we're all good moms. Because you're like thinking.
Yeah. That. You're thinking of the things that we're thinking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And bad moms don't do that.
I guess. It's true. It's true.
Bad moms don't think if they're being bad moms.
Yeah. They just are. Yeah, and they're like, I'm the best.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they just live and then that's it.
Yeah. I think there's just so many. And probably because like we're thinking of our childhoods, right? So we're thinking, okay, I want to do this. Okay, I loved that. Didn't love that. So I got to make sure my kids don't see that. But I hope they see that. And it's like, did our parents think as much as we think? Probably not. That's probably why they were like better.
I mean, my mom had no one to talk to. So like her thoughts were internal.
She was just at home in the kitchen. Like, yeah. I hope they like me. I hope they like this.
Keep on bringing home the money, Mark. Like I remember like... Do you remember, like, for lunch, Renee and I went to the same high school. So, like,
oh, okay.
First of all, it was catered. Like, there was a catering service at, like,
wait, what?
Dinner lunches. Do you not know that?
I mean, we had lunch ladies.
No, it was a catering service that, like, they brought the food in and, like, cooked.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that used the kitchen and then cleaned up and left.
That's why their chicken nuggets were
our french fries were wicked good.
So good.
We had ice cream. We had soft serve.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I think so. We had like the best turkey sandwiches. Do you remember those? It was like
the clubs almost
fun.
We had the best vending machines. Yeah. Like bagels in them, parfaits.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I would have a bagel and cream cheese all the time for lunch.
In a vending machine?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I made it for breakfast.
They had it for lunch, too. If you didn't get, like, the school lunch, you could just get the bagel from the – you can get a bagel from the vending machine with, like, a yogurt parfait.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my mom just had, like, a stack of ones in our little, like, cupboard.
And, what like, cupboard?
In our kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Like, just, like, a huge stack of ones. And stripper. It was just – I know. Stripper slash, like, goals. Like,
yeah.
I have no cash on me.
Me at neither. At any point. I'm like, do they take Venmo Hadley?
So when anyone has cash on them, I'm like, rich.
Ballin'.
You are rich. Yeah. So, like, for me, like, I want that one stack, you know? Like, I think about
but for the, what?
Nothing.
Oh, like, okay. Just, like, but so see where my mind went? Why? What do you think they'll need it for? Yeah. Have I missed it?
Right. But, like, I mean, they also... Well, at school, Hadley can now get snack. That's a dollar.
But yeah,
that's
like, she's asked me for that at random times. And I'm like, "What? Since when?" She's like, you can get blue Doritos.
Yeah. First grade, they can bring a dollar in and get school snack.
That's cute. I've given it a couple times.
Like little things like that where I look back and I'm like.
I loved that. Yeah.
You guys were like living the good. Like I was living the good life.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rose was just running to the bank all the time, like getting ones.
And those are, like, the little things, too.
Yeah, those are my memories, my stacks of ones. The thing is, though, like I said, like, quality over quantity. Like, you're going to give your kid, like, force all these memories because you're spiraling so much. And then I don't want my kids to turn out, like, shitheads and, like, just need this, like, entertainment at all times. Like, figure it out, you know?
How do you do that?
That keep was on yelling at them.
That was, yeah, that was so quick story. That was today when I picked Hadley up from school. We were supposed to decorate our tree today, and Kyle and I did the lights last night. And then he never decorates. We just always watch Home Alone or the Santa Claus, and then he watches us.
Love it.
Doesn't take any pictures, but I'm like, hey, are you getting this? So I picked her up, and I'm like, we're gonna be able to decorate the tree tonight. I'm not done working. When I get home, I have to work. You guys have to take a bath. If we do that, we'll be able to decorate. And of course me, I'm like, we can put on a show. Maybe I can bake some cookies while we do it. Like, we'll make it fun. I pick up Grant. I tell him the same thing. So she's now hearing it twice. We get home. I'm giving another reminder. They went upstairs to the playroom 5 minutes. Come downstairs. They're playing down here. I started writing a work email. It was a lengthy one that I was writing. It took me 10 minutes. Down, up, down. I go nicely at first, always. Then I'm like, what do you want? I'm working. I can't do anything until I'm done. And that's also the hard part of working from home because I can't focus. So I'm like, what more do they need? I said, you can go in Grant's room. You can go in Hadley's room. You can go in the playroom. She's like, we love it down here. And I go, then I'll go to my room. Take this house. Truly, like, take the entire, do whatever you want. I'll go to my room. No, don't leave us. I go, then go to the playroom. You would think that I was sending them off to read. My worst nightmare. I'm just like, go play with your toys. You're laughing about the
read. My worst nightmare. I would never do that to my
kids. Not a chapter book.
Go read Psalm 82. Now.
But you know what I mean? I'm like, can you go play with Gabby Dollhouse for a little bit? Like, I'm not asking, you know, go play hide and seek. Just go away so I can finish working. Back and forth, back and forth. So then I put them in the tub. Usually I do it separately. Tonight I said I'm going to give you guys a bath at the same time so it goes quicker and we can do it. I'm like, Hadley, we don't need to wash your hair tonight. You just wash your hair. We just need to, like, clean your bodies. You guys are disgusting. So I get in there, I hear thrashing, splashing, wrestling, drinking water, spitting it out at each other. And I'm like, you're animals. You're actual animals. Can't you do anything? It's fucking Christmas.
We're going to decorate the tree. How many times did you like threaten that too?
A million.
No cookies. Okay, no cookies. I mean, that's the road you're taking. That's the path you're taking right now. You don't even want a cookie, do you? Because it doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem
like you say no cookies, but then you're kind of like teetering. Like you haven't really taken it away.
Cookies. Yeah.
Like, I want the fucking cookies. So no tree. Did you do the cookies and not the tree?
Obviously. So then Buddy's here, our elf.
Yeah.
And all the things, oh. Right? So I sound like a Buddy's watching. Buddy can see. No tree, no cookies.
You know what a solid elf thing is too? When I tell them that they're too bad, I tell them the elf doesn't move because he's so upset.
Yes. Okay.
The elf didn't move for 2 days.
Oh, no, my elf leaves. It leaves a note. It's like, I'm fucking out of here.
I forgot to move it for 2 days. Nixon woke me up twice.
If your kids are listening, just skedaddle.
Oh, yeah, because we don't swear enough. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, you can't say stuff about Santa like that.
You're like,
no, I'm not doing that. And you like kind of like, you know, like
went to something else.
Yeah, like
yeah, no,
moved around it. I'm like,
maybe we should
no
put
one's
like
listening.
A parental advisory on it, make it a little more badass.
Yeah, we do it naked.
Yeah,
don't watch with your kids.
Relax.
No one would want to see that.
No, so I feel like, and because I'm so obsessed with Christmas, everything is, I'm just threatening everything. No movie, no tree, no cookies, no buddy, you know, so whatever the case is, we're not decorating the tree. It's your fault. So we didn't decorate the tree tonight, and I didn't get any cookies. So I'm the one who's actually being punished.
For both of the things.
Right. So, but anyway, this brought me on a tangent of just like, go entertain yourselves. I'm not responsible for your entertainment 24/7. And Kyle is like that. When they're home with Kyle, they play much better than they are at home with me. I am usually like, okay, let's color. All right, let's get the beads out. All right, let's do this. But it's because I was a stay-at-home mom for 4 years. And if I didn't have something going, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, you needed a schedule.
Yes. And I needed them to do something to give me a break. But what ended up happening is I am the circus leader. So when he's home, he'll literally be like, go do something. Like, I'm busy. When I say that, they're like, okay. But to me, I'm just like, no, but can you, you know? But I am so used to doing things and they are used to me doing that they don't entertain themselves. And it ends up just being a mess. And tonight they didn't do that. And then I suffered.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Is.
What?
Losses.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to try again tomorrow. But also my kids are outside kids. This weather... it's different now. So now that we're inside, I'm like, oh my God, what have we been doing all these months? We spent so much time outside that we're inside now. What are we doing to like keep them motivated or entertained? I want to know that it's not just me saying a million times, stop that, don't do that. Or do you just, you have boys though. So I actually do wonder, like, do you just let them do things that are kind of like someone's going to get hurt, but you just let them do it anyway? Or are you like...
I can't even say. It depends on my mood. Okay. Sometimes I'm like all over them, and other times I'm like...
Whatever.
I'm going to tell you once someone's going to get hurt, and then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, fight to the death.
Right.
And may the best man win. You know? Like, there's...
And who does win?
Otis, because he complains so much. Middle child. Mm-hmm. He'll scream like he's dying on the floor. Like, wow. He's a lot. And Nix is just like, dude, I didn't sign
like,
up for this.
Yeah, he's like, forget it. Griffin, let's go.
He'll look at me and he's like, I honestly didn't even touch him. And I'm like, first of all, I don't believe you. But secondly, he's wicked dramatic, so.
Yeah. I think it's just... the constant, like, I'm so annoying. I'm so sick of myself. I'm just like done. I'm out of here, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I do say that too. I'm like, guys, I've had it. I'm going to go take a shower. Like, when I come downstairs, I really hope that you get it together because.
Is Rob home when you do that?
No. I mean, Griffin's not either sometimes.
Right. When it's just the two of them, you're like, you'll leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll go give Griffin a bath and I like literally
separate yourself.
Will remove myself from the situation because they're old enough now where it's like,
get your shit together.
That I do think gets through to them a little bit more where I'm just like, I don't even want to be around you right now. You know, like I always tell them, if you don't like what someone else is doing, let them know and leave the situation.
Yeah.
Let them know. I've told you like a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Now I don't want to play with you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm teaching them too. Like,
yeah,
you've upset me.
Yeah.
And I'm a human.
I do that too with like when Hadley is like being fresh. Cause she has such a like large vocabulary for age. She really understands things. And when she's rude to me, I go, I don't respond to this. I don't talk to people like this. I don't let my friends talk to me this way. Daddy doesn't talk to me this way. You're absolutely not going to talk to me this way. And I'll leave. And she gets it because she knows that I'm, you know, separating myself mm-hmm. from her.
And that's her worst nightmare.
It is. She's like,
right.
You know, but I'm just like, no, you don't do that. And I do that when she's like that with Kyle because she's obsessed with me. And it's really sad. I don't know why, because he's the best, but she's really hard on him. And a lot of the times when I am home, when I'm not home, she's better. But when I am home, she wants nothing to do with him ever. So sometimes she'll be mean to him and I will be like, mm-mm. That's not just your daddy. That's my husband and that's my best friend. And you do not talk to him that way. If you talk to him that way, that hurts me and I will not talk to you. So I try to show her like, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but like that's your daddy, but it's also for me. So you can't treat him that way because I don't treat him that way. You know, to try to show her just like how to treat people in general, but just like relationships and how it matters. But I it's just a constant full circle struggle of just like, are we doing enough?
There's no rules to any of it.
No.
Like to being a parent, to, you know, being a professional, to.
Yeah. If any professionals are listening.
To being single, like there's just no way to do life, you know, no. And it just, I think you're that's just why we're here is like, just be like chatting and figuring things out. And
yeah. And are we relating? And it's like, does anyone else? There is such a good feeling. Like when a podcast ends though, I'm not saying it's a ton, but like, even if it's a handful of people like that, my kids like that. And I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel. Oh,
you know what would make you feel so good? Which has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but just.
What?
Is going to confirm.
Float my boat?
Yeah.
What?
Someone came up to me on Sunday and was like, I just want to let you know, I'm a real tree person. I'm on Renee's side. And I was like.
That makes me so happy because nobody was on my side.
Really?
Yeah. My sister does a fake tree and my mom does a fake tree. Like all my friends.
No one. My sister and my mom.
No, like a lot of my friends do fake trees. So.
No, I'm on the real tree side too. I just.
Not like, in your house.
I just can't do it right now.
Yeah. I can't see that. But do I have time to talk about something else?
Yeah. Always.
It's Christmas related.
Okay.
It's about the elf. I have to say something that's life-changing.
You said this last time. The, like, kit or something?
Yeah, but it came in.
Okay, tell us about it.
The fact that I haven't been doing this from the beginning is a sin. Listen, don't go shopping.
Excuse me?
Don't spend your money on Botox for, like, all right, not Botox. That's dramatic. That's rash. Skip a Marshall's trip. It was like $49. Now it's $79. I got it on Black Friday.
Things you don't fucking share with me. If there's a deal to be had, you send
it my
way.
You don't give a shit about the elf.
I mean, you know what I care about? You need to text me at like 9:30 p.m. and be like, did you move the elf? I finally set an alarm on my phone. That's how bad I am.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you. So this elf kit came in, right? I was a child. I was giddy as can be. It's a big box. For people who already have it, you can just fast forward because I'm like, blah, blah, blah. This is like 10 years old. I know, but I just got it. It's individual packages for 25 days. And each package has day one, day two, day three in a different setup for every single night. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. Then it came with two naughty notes and two nice notes.
Aww. That's such a good idea.
I didn't even know it came with that when I bought the kit. I'm opening it. I'm opening it and I'm looking at, I'm doing it with Kyle and I'm like, look at this naughty note. And he's just like, wow. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. And it's like, you were naughty. And then it gives like a blank space to like write what it was for and a bunch of different things. And it was like, you were so nice today. I saw that you did this to give them like extra recognition. And it came with like magic gloves for the parents to be able to touch the elf.
Oh.
Which I thought was amazing. Kyle was like, do not do that. Hallie's going to be so upset. She's going to want to touch. I'm like, you're right. Just skip that because I don't even want to deal with it. But it gives you a different setup and a different scenario for every single night.
It's a great idea.
It's so.
Nothing great. Like monopolizing. They're like, how else can we make money on this fucking elf? And they're like, I know. Yeah. An elf kit. The moms are going to go nuts. As dads aren't going to give a fuck. But who cares? We know who buys the gifts.
Right.
We know who moves the elf. We know who buys the gifts.
The moms. But it's like, to think of something, do you think of something or do you just move it?
We just move it. There are times where, like, I'm a little bit more creative. But now Griffin just, like, points at the elf and he's like, I want to hold it. Mm. Like, he's very clear that he
but
wants.
But did the kid say you can't?
Yes. Okay. So Nixon, like, went up to Griffin and was like, you can't move the elf because he's going to lose his magic. And then Santa's not going to come. And Griffin's like, I want to hold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so funny. Like,
so they don't expect him to wait. They don't expect to wake up to find your elf doing something like silly or fun or whatever.
Low expectations. They just want that fucking elf to move. Like, they're like, please be in a different spot. We have two elves.
So do they ever wake up and they're like, he didn't move?
Yes.
What do you say?
I was like, I think it was because you were bad yesterday. That's what I said for the first one. And for the second one, I was like, oh, I know why. Because we put it up the day on Friday. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Saturday. Yeah. And then December 1st was Monday. So then Sunday or, yeah, Sunday morning, Nixon wakes me up and he's like, it didn't move again. We were so good yesterday. And I was like, you were. But I was thinking about it. I was wondering if it didn't move because tomorrow was December 1st, not today.
Yeah, my elf doesn't come until December 1st.
And he goes, that's it, Mom. That's it.
Oh, my heart.
And he was like, I was thinking that too. And I'm like, you're a fucking liar, but okay, great. Let's go with that.
So you just move it. You don't do anything funsies.
Last year I did a couple fun things. Like,
that's random. Why I got the kit, because I was doing something every single night and I was on Pinterest. I was decorating bananas. I was having it eat pudding. I was sticking it in powder. I was having it hang from the Christmas tree with lights wrapped around it. It was too much. So this $49, priceless.
And you can reuse it like year after year?
Well, that's a great question, Kelsey, because I did think of this. Because it's the same scenario. So I feel like Hadley's going to be like, the fire again? So do you get a new kit every year? I don't know. And moms that have gotten kits.
What annoys me about Christmas is just like the excess of it all.
That it's just so much to think
it's
about.
It's just like, they're like, how can we get people to spend more money and do more things? And
it's because
it.
Of me. Because I'm going to buy all it. Of us. And I'm like, going to do it.
We feel guilty. We hear that this one got that and that one's going there. And
but
see
I also
that this
feel like it
this.
Depends on like reaction. Wherever Buddy, that's our elf name, wherever Buddy is sitting, when I wake up in the morning, Hadley's alarm, her sound machine goes off 10 minutes earlier than the rest of the house. So she gets 10 minutes to like become a human. So wherever Buddy is, that's where she is. And she will not touch it before she leaves for school. Bye, Buddy. I love you. Have a great day. Before she goes to bed, fly safe. Like, she's obsessed. So I'm like, I need to get this girl a kit, you know, because she cares. Grant, like, she's like, Grant, Buddy, move. She's like, hey, Buddy. Like, he doesn't really care. So it's like, if it was just Grant, whatever. But it is true. It's like, they pull at your heartstrings. They're, you know, it should pretty much be on the screen. Do you love your children? Do you love your children enough to buy them an elf kit? No. That's what it feels like when I see it. But then what do you do when you see an elf kit, like, in Target?
Well, that how about the elf? It like, comes with a book?
Yeah.
And then it's, like, clothes, though, at Target or, like, whatever. Yeah. So, like, it's not like kids are, like, touching everything and looking at everything.
No, but I just don't like it that they're like, that's our elf.
By the time they kind of like put two and two together, they're like already questioning everything anyway.
I know. I'm dreading that day. My sister sent me a video on TikTok. I cried like a little baby. And it was a girl that was like, she posted her daughter, maybe like 10 or 11, and was like, you didn't like prepare yourself for this moment. And it was a little girl moving the elf for her sibling. And then it was the mom did a flashback to when that girl was like 5 pointing at the elf. And it's just like, you never know when they're like, Nixon, like, when do you think is the end for Nixon? Is he
Maybe
still,
next year.
Is he questioning anything? Mm-hmm. What is he questioning? Is it more like curiosity, or is it like, how can he really do that?
Yeah. He's questioning like the realisticness of it.
If he asks you, will you tell him, or do you keep saying, of course, Buddy? Like,
well,
I
have said, well, it's really up to you to believe or not and see where that gets you. Like, if you don't believe Nixon, I don't really know what happens, because I believe. So that's on you. Like, you have to figure that out for yourself.
So he's never been like, Mom.
He's not straight up asked me.
So he's not there yet, but you anticipate it coming.
Yeah.
Is he able to keep that from Otis and Griffin?
I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like he's sensitive and he's sweet, that I feel like,
if I let him in on the action, he will take it very seriously.
I feel like that elf would be moved every night.
Yeah.
The best scenario. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just afraid that in like a fight, he'd be like, and I move the elf every night.
And I think I have a different perspective on it because I have like such a young child and like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
So like people that have big age gaps maybe can relate to me, but people that have kids close in age where like the milestones just feel like
different.
They're going through it together almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm not as sad with Nixon going to the next thing. Like
Why is it because you have Griffin still?
Yeah.
But it's Nixon's like
then
like
we
your
get
baby.
To experience it together. I know he is my baby, but he also has like had to grow up fast a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like he's my helper.
He also has that personality.
So I feel like
transition for him might be like his calling.
Yeah. He's always loved, like we all know, I do high low buffalo every night.
Yeah.
And, like, his buffalo is always something about Griffin. It's just something funny Griffin did. Or, like, and, like, his, like, anything that we do where it's a new experience for the three of them, he's always watching Griffin to see his reaction.
So he would never take it away from him.
Never.
Yeah.
Otis,
but
he would.
But what you would be able to say is if Otis knows, Griffin will know. So to... Meaning, like, if you want to keep this special for Griffin, you have to keep it special for Otis, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I do think, too, like, an older child, I don't know if this is like this for all older children.
I'll tell
or
you.
Or, like, kids in general. Like, when you give them, like, a special thing that's only for them, they hold it so close to the
mm-hmm.
chest.
Mm-hmm.
They take it on as
Seriously.
Their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, like, go to the grieve
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, even some, like, secrets, like, that I'm trying to keep for, like, Rob's birthday or, like,
yeah.
that one. I'm like, Nixon, you got to help me with this. Like,
yeah.
just me and you that know it. Don't tell anyone else.
And like, he keeps it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, remind me. Don't forget, Mom.
Hadley is the worst with that. Like, if it's Kyle's birthday or Father's Day, we'll talk about his gift, like, during the day. Hours later when he comes home from work, out of completely nowhere, she'll go, oh, yeah, nothing. We didn't get you anything. And Kyle's like, what? And I'm looking at her. And she goes, nope, we didn't go anywhere. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Zip it.
Yeah. So I don't end up telling her, like, the main gifts just because she's so excited, but she also thinks that she's not saying anything. So, like, anything, she'll be like, I'm not telling you we went to the store. And, like, it was just, I don't know if I told you this, but it was Kyle's mom's birthday. And he was, like, running late. So he was like, can you just stop at the store and get my mom a card? I was with Hadley. So we went and we got it. And when his mom came over the next morning, she goes, my mommy got you that card. She's like, I was with her yesterday. And she always says that she loves that Kyle gets her cards, but he usually does. He just didn't have time. So he was like, Hadley. And she goes, and he filled it out this morning before you got. So it's just like, why are you saying that?
The kids are actually, like, okay at keeping secrets, but, like, I know I can trick them so easily into getting information.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, guys, dad gave me the present that you guys all got for me. Like, knowing if they, like, went, like, I know when Rob has the kids and he's, like, going to get something.
Going to the store.
And Nixon's like, did you like the sneakers, Mom? And I'm like,
so you like your surprises to be ruined.
I just love, like, watching Rob squirm a little bit.
Aww,
and Rob's like, Nixon. It's like, why do you do that? Like, to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
oh. I hate if you spoil a surprise. I love surprises so much. Did I make you yawn?
Yeah.
I love surprises so much that I'm like, I don't want to know. Don't give me an inkling. Don't tell me. But usually, like, if you're not a good liar, you're not a good secret teller, I can tell by your face. Do you know something? So I'm always like, Ashley, what are you doing for me? What are you doing for my birthday? For my 40th birthday? She sent me something and I was just like, or no, I saw something and I was like, this would be so fun for a 40th.
Someone.
She doesn't acknowledge me, but I'm like, she'll put it in her bank. It will come out sometime. But yeah, I feel like I needed that, like, vent session. I need to talk about the phones. I need to talk about just tradition and expectations. And by the off chance that Kyle will see a clip of this or hear about this.
You won't, but go ahead.
Take my picture. If you're a guy listening to this.
Just yell, he's upstairs. Say it a little bit louder.
Right. If you're a guy listening to this or if you're listening to this or you want to just tell your husband, I genuinely believe this. I think it's important to take pictures of your wife with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, as much as I have my phone out and everybody is annoyed, like, oh, another picture, you do it. You do it and I won't do it. Step it up so I can step it down and be normal. I would love to live in the moment for, like, one event to just take it off my hands, you know, and mm-hmm. just know that, like, I'll remember that through someone else's eyes and not through my own, you know,
because
I don't always want to be like,
look at me, smile,
cheese, and I'll give you an extra
cookie. Normal smile.
Less space. You know.
You decorate the tree.
Buddy's watching. It's just, like, so much fun to have, like, so many things to threaten your kids with during Christmas because there is so much.
Mm-hmm.
So threaten your kids, love your kids, buy the elf kit, and take pictures of your wife. Yep. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you really summed it all up in a nice little...
A bow.
Bow.
So we'll talk to you guys next year.
Anyway, love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Because no one else does.
Bye.